What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm Toby Altizer in for J.P. Finley today alongside Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, what's going on Monday?
I am chilling, brother. Had a long weekend.
Yeah, we got to get into that in just a second. But first, we got to welcome back Landfill. He is back, so good to have him back in the fold.
Landfill, where did you go?
I'm going to guess nowhere.
I went to my house.
I saw you and Greg hanging out one day.
Yeah, we did go to Chili's. We got some mimosas just for you, B.
Sounds like a good day.
A little strange right there.
So Landfill's back, and everyone else decided to abort ship.
Damn,
so
Landfill, you ran everybody away.
I guess so.
We got Ben Strober in today, filling the role of White Brian and Jeff. So credit to Strober. Going to have a good show today. But we got to start, B. Mitch. I saw that, you know, JP and you were going to the wedding on, what was that, Saturday, and I was expecting to see a nice sunset cruise picture, which we didn't get because apparently your flights got canceled.
So JP and I got out of here on Friday, go over to the airport, 58 minutes before the flight, they canceled the flight.
Oh, man, no way.
They never sent anything about the flight was delayed or whatever. And you know what the airlines do these days? They say it's weather. Because if they say weather, then they don't have to really reimburse you for much. Well, as I sat there and I'm watching all these other flights take off, so they just canceled their one flight, I guess, at 5 o'clock, whatever, or it was at 3:56, going to Buffalo. Then we were going to drive over to Erie, which is about an hour and something from there. So we decide, we have to figure out how we're going to get there. So we try to get on the next flight. Oh, that flight's booked up. How about the next one at 10? Oh, it's booked up too. We can't put you on a flight in the morning that gets you to Buffalo at 4:30. I say, well, that'd be rather stupid. The flight, the wedding is at 4.
Yeah.
So CoMode is our guy, so we decide we're going to drive. It told us 5.5 hours. So JP drove from... Well, we dropped my car off at Congressional, and we took off. He drove to Breezewood, and I drove all the way through, drove in. We still were able to get there and hang out till like 1 something in the morning, just talking.
Yeah.
Shooting the breeze with Louise, telling Ruth the truth, you know?
I like that, yeah.
It was fun. We got there.
That's the main thing, right? You were able to get there. Now, I got to ask some questions on this road trip.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of the music? What are you listening to?
Actually, on the way there, we actually were listening... Barstool, there's this guy on Barstool that he's a golf guy. He posts a lot of stuff with golf. There's like a golf podcast. And people just eat him up, you know. So he flies people out to Arizona, and he plays them in golf.
Oh, was it this Hater series or whatever?
Yeah, that's it. And so we just basically listened to that. And the passenger was able to look at it while you're listening to the speakers. And he was... They just talk about his swing. But my whole thing is he is whipping your ass Yeah. You, like, they had this one guy from New York. He was 100% New York, okay? He was loud. He talked trash the whole time. I don't think the dude hit a fairway the whole damn, the whole 18 holes. And this dude beat him 7-6.
Jeez. So that's not even close.
So basically, seven. He's up seven with six, right at the, after the 13th.
That's hard to do,
B-Mitch. After the 12th hole, it was over. And he, then he go, well, man, well, I'm not going to give him any credit. I'm going to start talking trash now. He claimed he was a 2.6 handicap.
People claim a lot of stuff.
I guarantee you that dude didn't break 90 in that round.
That's terrible.
So we watched that, and when we got there, it was, Erie is a different place. So you ask people in Erie, Pennsylvania, you say, how you like Erie? They say, we love it in the summer. That's all they say.
So you went at the right time, though.
Hell yeah, because Cody's wife, dad, was talking to me, and he said, they talk a lot about the lake effect snow. And he said, yeah, we got 2 feet one day. And as we were talking, he mentions 3 feet. And then, just in a casual conversation, he mentions 7 feet.
No way. Seven feet?
Wait. I say, hold on, back up. That was in a day? He say, yeah, about a day and a half, we got 7 feet of snow.
Oh, my goodness.
It was all the way up the door. They couldn't open up their house door.
That's incredible.
I said, why would you live here? He said, oh, we got a house. We got a place in Florida now. So they go to Florida during the winter, and they stay up there during the summer.
Well, and that's when they recite their line. It's great during the summer, right?
Yes.
I mean,
but,
that's
but
crazy.
It was, it's a rather interesting little town, but, I mean, it's pretty. It's pretty as hell. I would not want to be up there in the winter, though.
How was the wedding overall?
Overall, the wedding was fantastic. It was great.
A lot of fun?
It was great. Cody was nervous as hell, man. Let me tell you about that. So Landfill. You know, Cody is really high strung. So this dude here,
extremely high strung.
I wake up and I went to the club in the hotel, and I'm up there eating breakfast. I look outside and I see a guy. I said, look like Cody. He goes by one time, goes by two times. Now it's the third time, fourth time. So I'm like, what the hell is he walking to? So I finally go downstairs. I stop and I say, man, you nervous? He said, no, not at all, not at all, not at all. He started talking fast as hell. His hands are shaking. He walked 4 miles that morning. I got to get my steps in.
Just okay. Pacing.
When we finally get down there and start taking pictures, we can't get him to stop doing, and he's just moving and moving and moving and moving. When he went to dance with his wife, his first dance, I don't think Toby has knees. I don't think Cody has knees.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen somebody so stiff dance in my life. This dude put his hands on his wife's side, and he just do this. Like he was like a little weeble wobble going back and forth. Then he danced with his mom. Nothing changed. If you dance with your lady and then you dance with your mom, it should be a difference in the dance.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Same stiff legs, put his hand on the side, and he just weeble wobble back and forth. That's all he did.
Well, credit to Cody Betts. Congratulations to him.
Congrats, Cody.
That's funny. That's funny. Sounds like you had a good time, though.
He cannot dance.
Luckily, you made it back, though. Did you have to drive back, or did you catch a flight back?
Well, I guess JP. We have to drive back.
Yeah, I guess JP's got
to. So, you know, let me just tell you this. One thing about me is I hate sitting in the passenger seat. Because if you're in the passenger seat.
Well, hold on. Landfill, does it surprise you that Brian Mitchell likes to be in control of the car?
No, but I'm just saying.
No, not even a little bit.
In the passenger seat, I'm going to sleep immediately.
Yeah.
So I feel I'm not any help for the person at that point. But we start driving, and I get to Breezewood, which is 200 and something miles away from there. And then Jay like, man, I could drive. I said, nah, you just stay over there, dog. I'm much more comfortable right here. So we got back in, I think, less than 5 hours.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice and quick trip.
Yeah, and the traffic was a lot better. You know, just I can tell you this. There are some spots leaving Erie, getting closer to Breezewood, where you're going through, it looks like you're driving through the damn clouds.
Mm-hmm.
It gets rather foggy for like a half a mile, then it just clears up. And about 10 miles up the road, it happens again. and again and again. I'm like, well, damn, this is a little bit like Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, people might have some issues up there because that's a little demoralizing.
So when are you going back to visit Erie again?
When I'm flying across and going somewhere else.
When someone else has a wedding up there, no, or something.
When the people that live there complains about it, then guess what? I don't think I need to go back.
Yeah.
I had a great time while I was there.
That's good.
Yeah. That's it.
That's funny. Yeah. I
was cool, though.
I saw JP tweet the picture. I said, oh, this is going to be a great story for Monday.
But it's just, I just don't understand. Like, they canceled the flight. They were trying to tell me, oh, yeah, you'll have a flight credit. I say, flight credit my ass. I want my money back on my credit card.
Yeah.
Well, then they try to make it difficult. You know, so this is an easy bleep you on Thursday, Lavelle. They tell you that you have to fill out a form, send it to them, and request for them to put it back on your card. Well, I don't care what the hell you put in front of me. I'm getting my money on my card because I don't want to have to worry about a flight credit because based off of what I just experienced, you don't like leaving.
Yeah.
You decide when you want to quit. So to hell with you. You know, so I sent that in that same day before I left the airport. And my money is going to be back on my card in another day or two.
So yesterday, I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the Nats on the road trip as they wrapped up and they're going to come home and take on the Tigers tomorrow. Did you see that James Wood had something happen yesterday that the last person to have it happen was Barry Bonds? Did you see this? Mm. Four straight intentional walks. Four straight. The Angels said, screw that, we're not pitching to this guy anymore.
The man keeps knocking the ball out the park. I mean, and he's damn good at it. He gets his bat on the ball. He had, like you talk about the exit velocity. He has a ton of that. You don't want to take that chance.
No.
In other words, so when you tell your pitcher to intentionally walk somebody, are you, in other words, telling your pitcher that he sucks?
That, or you're saying there's no one else in this lineup we respect and this guy's really good?
Yeah, but if I'm the pitcher, I'm like, I don't want to walk nobody four times.
The only people in Major League history to be intentionally walked four times in a game, Andre Dawson, Barry Bonds, Roger Maris, Manny Ramirez, Gary Templeton, and yesterday, James Wood.
Wow.
That's pretty special.
That's special stuff, man.
Four times in a row.
I like it.
Final four plate appearances, they said, screw that, go down to first base.
Hey, they talked about him when he was down in the minors, and then all of a sudden he gets up here. He hadn't let you down.
Well, and another thing that Spencer Nussbaum tweeted out that I thought was interesting is generally when you're a young guy, you're either going to get a day off just because you've hit a little bit of a slump because you're struggling a little bit, so kind of reset your mind. We saw that with Dylan Cruz before he got injured. Couple of days just kind of reset his mind, or just a routine day off mixed in there. Since James Wood has been called up, which was July 1st of last year, he's played in every single game.
See, some people have a mindset like that. Let's go, Cal Ripken. There are people, even in football, you know, there are guys that refuse to not be there. And for him to be doing that, growing up in the era that they have today where people look for every excuse not to go do their job, you know, it should be commended. Because if you can stand at the plate and swing the bat, you may have an ache or a little pain here or there, but if you can still swing the bat, you go out there and you play, don't you?
100%.
But most guys don't have that mindset. Most guys are looking for a way to get the most money possible while doing the least amount of damn work. So, I like James Wood. Really. Because I like seeing people that are going to go and play. In all essence, it's just a damn game you're playing. Yes, it's a business, but you're getting paid to play a game that you love. So, it's kind of, you can't really, we call it work. I don't think I worked those 14 years I played. I had fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%. And it's kind of cool, B. Mitch. He crossed the 162 career game mark over the weekend. He's now played 163 games. And when you compare his first 162 to two of the other phenom outfielders, left-handed hitters that have come through D.C., Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, very similar numbers. So through 162 games for James Wood, 31 homers, the same amount as Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, 105 RBIs, 166 hits, and an 859 OPS. Bryce Harper had 31 homers, like I said, 77 RBIs, so almost 30 fewer. Had just a few more hits, 9 hits, and his OPS was slightly higher at 873. Juan Soto had the highest OPS of them at 921, had just 5 more hits, and had 2 more RBIs. Mm. Like, that's about the same as those guys.
So let's just hope this one thing, that he signed to play here for the rest of his career and not go somewhere else.
They should be knocking on his door every day.
Yeah.
And I know he's a Boris guy, but he's from the area. His parents are at every home game.
People can knock Scott Boras all they want. Scott Boras,
well, he knows what the players want.
Is here to make his players get the most, or get what they deserve at that moment.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to pay it, he go to a team that wants to pay it. Don't get mad at Scott Boras because the owner may be not doing what he's supposed to do, you know, or whatever. I think that every guy that came in here, we could have signed him and kept him if we wanted
100%.
To. 100%. We chose not to.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, Soto got offered $400-some million. He turned it down, and he doesn't look like an idiot because he ends up with 700 plus.
Yeah, he got 700 plus, you know, and he was able to get it. He didn't have to get it deferred.
Exactly. So
one thing about it, don't tell me I'm going to give you this, but you got to wait 15 years to get it.
Well, and you understand, when a guy hires Scott Boras, you're not going to get him at a discount.
No.
And
well, that's how every agent's reputation should be that. I don't want to hire an agent and they go, well, man, you get this guy, he's always going to side with the team and get you a team-friendly deal. I don't want you to be my damn agent. Hey, I want the agent that's going to go out there and be a ball buster.
Yeah. 100%.
You know, get what I deserve and let's move forward. It's not like anybody got what they didn't deserve. Based off of what their stats were, how they were playing, and the projection, they got exactly what they were supposed to get. If you are, like, that's just like guys that want to play poker or play in a golf game against you, Toby. And if your going bet is $100 a hole, they can't come in and say, we're going to play $2 a hole.
Yeah.
It's a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to deal with Scott Boras, go over to the Muni and play with those guys. Stop trying to go over to Congressional and play with those guys. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll get back into the Nats coming up at 11 o'clock. Barry Svrluga going to join us from the Washington Post. Coming up at noon, we got the Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, joining us at 1 o'clock.
He's the mouth of everywhere.
Well, that's true. That's true. Steven Weinold going to join us at 1 o'clock, give us the thoughts on the Capitals draft. Next, if you want to hop in on the phone lines, feel free, 800-636-1067. I know the Junkies kind of hit on this morning. Saquon Barkley made some comments about the Washington Commanders, saying they were paying attention to how Washington celebrated after they beat them. I don't get all that stuff, but apparently it fueled their win. Whatever, man. We'll play those remarks from Saquon Barkley next.
I'll tell you what fueled their win.
What? Going to the Super Bowl?
No, I'll tell you what fueled their win later on.
If you want to hop in, feel free, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. So Saquon Barkley was kind of making the rounds with Commanders Twitter this weekend because apparently when you score a touchdown, B. Mitch, when you're down 33-28, you score a touchdown with 6 seconds left, you're supposed to just go back and pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Apparently the team, according to him, celebrated too much. Here's Saquon Barkley saying it's what motivated them going into the NFC Championship.
The mindset kind of going to this game, too, is the last time we played this team, we lost. We kind of gave the game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like. So that definitely was on the back of our mind.
Well, let me just say this. He's lying, and he's doing exactly what people in that town does. He's talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to find something to motivate him. If you say that y'all gave that game away, well, Dan Watson gave away the NFC Championship game because they gave you, what, 4 or 5 turnovers in that game. They gave you fumbles in your possession and things of that nature. If they don't fumble the ball, it's a different story. It's a different ending, and they're going to be like as one-sided as it looked. But I don't recall them dudes celebrating like they were storming the field.
No, I mean, it wasn't like the Chicago game.
And what he has to realize is this, bro. You went there for the year. You did your thing, and applaud. But you live in a town where, when people win, they always act like it's the end of the world. When they lose, they talk about the team like it's the end of the world. So, dude, chill with that crap.
I have not seen a fan base, B. Mitch, that they win the Super Bowl and they care more about another team more than their own. It feels like.
Well, it sounds like the players are that way
too.
That's
what I'm saying, Philly. They win the Super Bowl. Congratulations, you won. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Stop worrying about Jaden Daniels. Stop worrying about, they celebrated too hard when they beat us in the regular season.
After the
Who cares? You can
make anything you want. Once you accomplish the goal they did, you can make anything you want be the reason it happened. I would like to believe the reason that they won the Super Bowl because they had the better defense. They got the better offense. They went out there and did. I don't think, listen, man, if you are a true competitor, I don't give a damn if you win the game or lose the game. The next time you play anybody, you want to beat them. So to try to act like, oh, that game was all the motivation, you didn't already have that? There's something wrong with you.
It's the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, so that's the motivation. Like, listen, man, I have been in situations where I remember when we played Philly in that body bag game, the one game that they like to talk about all the time. And Coach Gibbs said, we will see him again, and we'll get him. He predicted what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He didn't wait till after everything was over to start saying, this is the reason we did so-and-so. But I just want people that were sitting in the stand, did anybody act like it was the end of the world? They stormed the field? And I don't think anybody did that.
Well, and what I just don't understand is, if you want to say they gave it away, whatever. Washington turned the ball over 5 times. If Philly didn't take advantage, Jalen Hurts got hurt, which, by the way, miss me with the boo-hoo about that. Like, you run your quarterback, B. Mitch, and he gets hurt, that ain't the defense's fault. That ain't luck.
Listen, bro.
It happens.
Football is a game of missed opportunities and opportunities. Football is a game of fumbles and not. Football is taking full advantage of when you get a chance or not taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear the excuses about a quarterback got hurt if he got hurt, okay? They turned the ball over. You couldn't do nothing with it. They did something with it when they had opportunity to do it. Just like in the NFC Championship game, they turned the ball over. You did something with it. Why couldn't you do the same thing in the game that game then?
Yeah.
It wasn't in the cards for you. You weren't on your best that day. And I think sometimes it's even more noble just to say, We didn't play our best. They did. They made all the plays when they needed to. We didn't make them when we needed to. That's, you get respect like that. Saquon is not even a trash talker. Now he gonna talk trash because he in Philly?
And I don't get that, because I actually like Saquon. I think he's a decent dude and he's a fun player to watch. Unfortunately, he plays for a rival. But what the heck does that mean, that watching them celebrate a game, which, by the way, you're telling me if Philadelphia had won a game where they were trailing for the entire time, they're playing a team that they have struggled to beat, right? Uh-huh. They're playing a team that is a top dog, that if they go out there and say they beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season on a touchdown with 6 seconds to go, they wouldn't celebrate?
Yeah, they would. When you, as I said, it sounds like a pot calling the kettle black. You are in a town where celebration, obnoxious celebration, is normal. Okay? And jumping to conclusions and losing your mind is normal. Now you're going to say something about another town when it didn't happen in the way you said it happened. So, listen, man, you could make the laps. Y'all won. Nobody can take that away from you. But please don't try to use this as the reason. Because you didn't play us in every game. You played against other teams, too. For other games, you had to play. So all right, so therefore you won the Super Bowl now. What's the motivation for the next time you play them? If since that motivated you to do that, so now you got the best of them. You're not motivated now? You know what I mean?
How much does, and unfortunately for Washington, the way that the schedule works, they're not going to see Philly until way into the season, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. But how does that resonate in the locker room? Obviously, probably didn't have these sorts of clips going around when you were playing, but when someone says something like this, how does that resonate?
If somebody says something, let's just say me. When someone says something that's out of bounds or whatever, crazy, I take it and put it in my pocket for later. Okay, I'm going to use whatever I can. I'm already motivated, but guess what? I'm going to use a little something extra. Let's say I just finished up my workout and I'm like, damn, you know. Who, I wanted to do another rep, but I can't get it done. Oh, he said this. Oh, I'm going to get another rep in. Mm-hmm. I will push the limit because I am revengeful as hell, okay? I want to step on your damn neck, cut off your wind, and just take you out, make you just become lifeless. That's how I think. Many people don't, okay? And if there are guys that are motivated by it, and I know somebody said something about a certain player on the team, you think I wouldn't be in practice saying what the dude said? Man, you remember this happening. Man, you going to let that happen again? Get him motivated. I was that guy and would be. So this would not be the end of him hearing it.
Yeah.
But you got to handle your business to be able to make him have to eat it again.
Well, and another crazy part about this, too, is it's not as if they were playing at Northwest Stadium. It's not as if they were playing that game at the Link and they're celebrating on your home turf. And like that's another element that just makes no sense to me.
Listen, bro, who really cares? That's the way I look at it.
Well,
who cares? And
I think, too, what the team has done this offseason, it seems like they're in a better position going forward against the Eagles, because that's still the top dog in the NFC. Mm-hmm. They got to knock them off. But I think part of it, too, is Philly fans have gotten insecure because they look at the quarterback here and they're a little scared.
Listen, man, if you are not concerned about somebody, you don't discuss them.
Correct.
Facts. You go through life, and if there's a person that kind of garners your attention or you lose sleep over them, that's because you know that that person is giving you straight competition whenever you see them. You don't have to be on your best to beat them. The teams that don't, or the person, the individual that doesn't, you don't even care to mention his name. You know, like, this is a world now of, we got a lot of those people. You turn on Twitter, you got a guy with a duck or a bear or an octopus, whatever, as his avatar picture, and they just talk trash to you all day. And a lot of us react to that by getting mad and going back at them. I laugh. I just give you your avatar one finger salute and keep moving. I could give a damn what you say. I'm not irritated or motivated by someone like that. But if you were somebody that can actually compete or take something from me that I'm working for, yeah, I focus on you then. But if you're not, why would I waste any damn bit of my time on that?
Well, and it makes no sense because those are some things that you can internalize that. If you want to use that as motivation, feel free. Yeah. No need to vocalize it.
Well, listen, man. You have to do things for your audience. So he was trying to impress his audience. That's what they want to hear.
Well, and it sucks because
that's how they want to be.
Saquon is such a likable guy. And
yeah, but you know what?
He's being dragged down by Philadelphia.
A lot of good guys have played villains in other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that happens. And you got guys that are great actors, that are great people, but they played a villain in a certain movie and people don't like them.
Yeah.
I know it's a movie. Everybody should know it's a movie. Can't worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so tough because you've got a heck of a player and they're doing this. Whatever, man. It is what it is. You feel good because you've got the quarterback now and you feel like you can actually compete with this team. And it's no longer about little stuff. It's about competing to win Super Bowls, NFC Championship games against this team. Because it used to be, unfortunately for Washington for so long, they would actually be able to beat the Eagles. But it'd be in pointless games Washington would win so they could get their sixth win of the year. Versus now, hopefully you're winning going into the playoffs and you can actually make some effort here. And you mm-hmm. can make some headway, maybe going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But, listen, man, I'll say this. We're on their radar. That's all that matters. Okay? And once you get on somebody's radar, if you are that person, now you take everything they've said, you take everything that's motivating you, and you work out like that. You lift weights, you run, you think like that. So when you see them again, make them understand why you on their radar. Make them understand why they talking about you so much. Be ready for them. Take it to them.
Yeah, and I think there's already that extra motivation being in the division, which honestly, maybe it's a good thing because this is a real rivalry now.
I mean, that's how it used to be back in the day. But back in the day, you know what it was? Every team. It was the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, and even the damn Cardinals, who were the sucky part of the division. Okay? But that you knew you had to play.
Yeah.
So right now, I like that. If all the teams are good, then guess what? You gotta bring it, man. I'm not afraid of that. You don't make your names by beating sucky people. You make your names by beating the best, knocking off the best.
So 100%.
I think there are guys in that locker room who have the right mindset. They welcome all this because they're putting in the work so they can shut that up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. You heard going into the break from Savannah some breaking news in the NFL. The Dolphins are trading Jalen Ramsey to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Initial reaction, B. Mitch.
Well, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is a player. Not as good as he was just a few years back. But he's also a head case. And you got Aaron Rodgers, who's a head case. So I we'll see how it goes. This man, something as important as being very good is also having a mindset of team where you're going to sometimes not expect to have it your way all the time. And sometimes you got to understand that I'm going to have to back off it a little bit. Can't cause issues at all times. And I think Jalen and Aaron Rodgers can learn a little bit from that.
You always want to be careful because the names at this point for some of the guys they brought in are bigger than what they actually are at this point. But their offense has some guys, but they're not going to have to be dominant because you look at the defense. They're going to figure this thing
defense
out with TJ Watt. Yeah. They've still got Watt and Highsmith as edge rushers. They drafted Derek Harmon out of Oregon. They got a really good young nose tackle in Keanu Benton, Cam Hayward. I forgot that they brought in Darius Slay. They've got Joey Porter. And now you have Jalen Ramsey to go along with those guys. Minkah Fitzpatrick on the back end. That defense could be really, really good again.
Yeah, it could be. But the thing of it is chemistry works in sports. I know a lot of people outside always want to poo-poo on that. But if you don't have a together team, you have problems. We know also, we just saw Aaron Rodgers destroy a Jets team. Went in with a defensive coach, came in with his offensive mindset, and he basically exploded that team.
Yeah.
What happens on this team? Does he talk a lot? Because you remember Cam Hayward earlier was saying about, you know, man, that's not the steal away. Will he ever bump heads with some of the other guys on the team? You know, we watch in this town people go out and get name after name after name. They got a lot of names that did not work together in cohesion as a team. Did we win a lot when they had all those names?
No.
So we'll see.
Well, and what I'm interested in is, we were talking about this in the break, if there's a guy that you feel like could get these guys all on the same page and working together, It's Mike Tomlin.
I believe in Mike. Mike get things done. But sometimes even the wizard can't work miracles. I'm just saying.
Well, and you would think that for Rodgers first, because they signed him, you would think that there had to be an extensive conversation where Mike Tomlin was in the room with Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith and said, look, man, we want to bring you in. You're our best option at quarterback for this season. But you have to understand that when you walk in here, you're not going to run this like you did the Packers for the final couple years. You're not going to run this like you did when you were in New York with the Jets, where you just get to bring all your old buddies back into town. You get to call your own offense. Everything is catered just to Aaron Rodgers. You're going to run Arthur Smith's offense. We'll cater it to you in some aspects. We got to make sure that we put you in optimal positions.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to come in here and run the Aaron Rodgers offense. You got to think that he had that conversation, right?
You would hope.
And if that's the case, you would think that you're going to have a similar conversation as soon as Jalen Ramsey gets in town, if not already, because he was granted permission to look for a trade, saying, look, man, you can come in here. We're going to find a way to get you. We still think you can play at a high level, but you got to understand that there's a way that we do business around here. And it's not about, oh, it's me. It's not about, we're trying to win football games. And so if you're going to come in here, you can play well for us and help us win. Great. But if you're going to cause issues and try to make it all about yourself and worry about everything but actually playing football, then we're going to have a problem. I'm assuming they had that same conversation with Jalen Ramsey.
I hope they had it, and I'll say this, though. If you have an ass and you give it more money and you give it a great opportunity, what will it become? The bigger one, right?
Yeah.
It don't change. So if things start off good and are going right, maybe they fall in line and do stuff.
Well, and
if things don't start going right, those two guys are not going to take blame.
What's interesting is Jalen Ramsey has been good throughout his career, and it almost feels like, it reminds me a little of how Stephon Diggs has worked in his career, right? Mm-hmm. Where really good at their first location. You know, so Diggs started in Minnesota. You had Jalen Ramsey start out in Jacksonville. They go to their second location, and they're also really, really good, one of the best in the league. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it kind of runs thin where Jalen Ramsey was in L.A. You had Diggs end up going to Buffalo, and then Diggs has to move on, and then Jalen Ramsey has to move on. And as their careers go on, you know, the leash kind of gets a little bit shorter, where maybe you have 1 year where it's okay, and then after that it's a bit troubled. I would think that going into Pittsburgh, the first year that he's been in different places, it's been okay.
Okay.
It's the time after that.
Yeah, but I mean, as it goes forward, people begin to realize, well, it wasn't everybody else.
Well, and Pittsburgh is clearly on a one-year track here.
That's what it seems like.
Because I don't know what Jalen Ramsey's doing past this year. Aaron Rodgers said this is likely his final season. So I don't know what their plan is for quarterback going forward. But it's an interesting spot because Pittsburgh is never going to be bad under Mike Tomlin. It's just kind of what they've hung their hat on. They're always going to finish above 500.
They're always satisfied with that?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, B. Mitch, is at what point is...
I'm sure Mike's not satisfied with it.
He can't be. There's no chance. And at what point does it become, hey, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. We're not just in here to have a little fun and sneak our way into the back of the playoffs and get killed in the wild card round, which has happened all too often under Mike Tomlin the last couple of years.
But listening to him over the years, when he talks about team and togetherness, does this seem like this is Mike's doing?
I mean, this doesn't seem like Mike Tomlin type moves.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, but it's a defensive guy, so I can see him really doing that. But the whole waiting on Aaron Rodgers that long, I don't see that as a Mike thing.
Well, and that's what it's just so weird, because they put themselves in a corner where they had no option other than Aaron Rodgers, assuming that they kind of knew they were going to sign Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, they could have gone Shador was a lot of talk. They obviously didn't, and not any teams really did before the fifth round with Shador. Mm-hmm. They could have drafted another quarterback. They didn't. And they obviously decided that their guy was going to be Aaron Rodgers. And again, it just, you're right, it doesn't really seem like that's a Tomlin-type move.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because Tomlin's so about the team. And then this fits the Ramsey-type move. I don't even know that that fits a Tomlin-type move, but that fits a Rodgers-type move.
Yeah.
Which you hope that when they sign Rodgers, you didn't sell your soul and you're going to let Aaron Rodgers run the team.
That right there, I think we'll see them come to a head if that tries to happen.
Tay in the chat says Rodgers going to have Tomlin seeking ayahuasca help before it's over. Do you think, B. Mitch, that we see Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin on a darkness retreat with ayahuasca anytime soon?
No.
What are the chances that they even have, like, legit conversations in the building? They're going to talk football, I'm sure, but could you imagine a life discussion between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers?
If things go right, they're not talking a lot. Things go wrong, they will have to have a conversation.
And that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, the thing that's so intriguing is if things don't go right, you're not going to move off of him, but be going with Mason Rudolph or Will Howard? Like, I still don't know what their long-term plan is, but clearly they're going in on this season. Every time I look at this, B-Mitch, though, I'm so thankful that Washington's not in the AFC, because think about the guys that they got to get through just in their own division. Sure. Like Joe Burrow, Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. Much less.
It's tough. But I believe If you're going to be the best, you got to beat all of them.
Holy smokes.
What?
It's a player-for-player trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen for who?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
They traded Minka?
They traded Minka Fitzpatrick.
Something wrong.
Well, what are you doing?
You want Jalen Ramsey over Minka Fitzpatrick?
I don't know what the heck they're
doing. That's some bull crap.
We're going to have to dive back into this. Barry Sferluga said to join us at 11 o'clock, but we'll get back into this. Minka Fitzpatrick is the one going back to the Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey. That makes no sense to me.
The Dolphins won that trade.
Big time. You got rid of a headache and got a better player.
Oh, man. I thought it was somebody else. I thought they were going to be together.
In what world does that make sense?
Nah, it doesn't.
All right.
Hey,
well,
that's definitely not a Mike Tomlin.
Definitely doesn't sound like Mike Tomlin. Barry Sferluga going to join us next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.